had a few lockdowns over the last few months. The big one in February, then localized ones like in Central and the West Coast. Domestic abuse has been a huge concern over the course of the pandemic. What has your office been seeing, particularly over the last couple of months?
Well, we do know that the calls for support have certainly gone up. With the added stress of the pandemic and the lockdown. But that said, this is something that we're prepared for, all year round, even when there's no pandemic. So it's something that we take very seriously, of course. We work very closely with our community stakeholders. That's where the expertise is, in community. So we certainly have an open-door communication with them on a regular basis. And so when we hear then what's happening on the ground, what the needs are. So it's something, like I say, that we're always prepared for and to do everything that we can to support the people who need the help.
It's an interesting one to talk about, because when we talk about domestic abuse and the numbers going up, on the one hand, it's bad to hear that those numbers have gone up, but it's also, I guess, good to know that the cases are being reported. How do you react to hearing those numbers go up?
Well, what we're told from experts in community, reporting violence is not easy, and I will just say, if we can help one person, that's the goal. One person falling through the cracks is one person too many. So again, I'll use an example. We only see what's happening on the top. It's just literally the tip of the iceberg. It's not an easy thing to report. And like I say, we go on the assumption that the help, that the support is needed. And that's our job to respond and like I said, work with community, to supply and get resources where it's needed.
What are you hearing from, say, other ministers across the country, and what sort of dialogue is going on in terms of addressing domestic abuse, especially in these during the pandemic?
Well, as we know, of course, we're just coming off of the federal inquiry and the calls to action from the missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. I just recently actually participated in federal, provincial, territorial calls, where it's literally a country team approach, to these matters and to these issues. And I will say that just here in our government of Newfoundland and Labrador, relevant departments, we are working together. For example, the Department of Justice and Public Safety, as well as the Department of Children, Senior, Social Development, as well as Indigenous Affairs and Reconciliation, and of course, the Department for Women and Gender Equality. So this is certainly a team approach. It's a collaborated conversation. We all agree, from coast to coast, from across our country, that this is a conversation that needs to continue to do what we can to ultimately combat these problems.
What's our capacity currently like at our shelters across the province, and what sort of demand are they seeing?
Well, I will say the professionals and the experts for Transition House, the Transition Network across Newfoundland and Labrador, because ultimately, as you are aware, we did respond with a domestic helpline amid the pandemic. As we know, the calls for supports went up, and so we have that line in place specifically to respond to these incidents. And women, girls, gender diverse individuals, anyone experiencing violence or who needs help, they can call that option. We've also introduced a text option, to enhance the safety, because as you can appreciate, if a person, a victim, is suffering, they may only have that option to text, or they may only have that very short window. And that number that I would certainly encourage everyone to call is 1-888-709-7090.
In terms of moving forward, has, I guess, the pandemic been an eye-opener to things that need to change in terms of support, or things that we need to do differently in order to better help women and anybody that's going through an abusive situation?
This is, unfortunately, a reality that's been present and prominent for a long time. Yes, of course, during this pandemic, we noticed the calls for support have gone up. It's no secret that there's a problem with violence, gender-based violence, domestic violence. But ultimately now, we're aimed at getting at the root causes and to start producing some real tangible results.
For anyone that's listening to this who may be in an abusive situation and they're looking for help, they want to know where to go to find those supports, what's your message to them?
Well, we have a number of women-serving organizations and anti-violence, and they are across the province. So I would certainly encourage them to reach out to those organizations local to them. By all means, everybody's always welcome to certainly contact the department here for women and gender equality. And again, I can't emphasize enough the cooperation, and I'm calling on community, and I'm relying on them because they are the experts. We know the calls for support have gone up based on what community has been reporting to us. So the ultimate and the most important thing is that we are here ready to respond and do everything that we can in collaboration.